is Phoenix FM.
Yes, this is Phoenix FM, and you're listening to Bob on 123. Now, as the song goes, feel the tingle in your fingers and the tingle in your feet, and make it a Monday to remember in Brentwood. Anyone who enjoys singing or would like to give it a go is welcome at Sing Special Rhythm of Life, a singing day for all on Monday, the 28th of October, focusing on this sizzling chorus number from the musical Sweet Charity. The workshop will be led by Francis Quintrell and Christine Gwynn of Arbutus Music, and I'm pleased to welcome Christine and Francis to Phoenix FM now. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello, Bob.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Nice to meet you again, Christine. I haven't met you before, Francis, but Christine was in, I think, back in June, wasn't
That's
it?
Right,
when you were
yes.
talking about your ABBA Sing the Show. But thanks for coming in today. We'll talk about your singing workshop in a moment, but first, maybe could you tell us a bit about Arbutus Music, what its aims are, how it came into being, and how you both got involved?
We set Arbutus up about 5 years ago now, a little bit over 5 years. We had a need, really, to found a need amongst people who would like to sing but perhaps didn't fit into the choir scene or needed some experience to get there. And we'd run some courses with people completely new to singing and wanted to take things on a little bit more. So we set up one or two things, and that led to more. So we gave it a name, which has a little bit of significance. I'll let Francis explain that.
Okay, yes, I'd like to know that, yeah.
Well, yes, the name comes from the Arbutus tree, which is a strawberry tree, and it's an evergreen tree that has both blossom and fruit on it at the same time. And it's like the idea of Arbutus was that you could come and join and do singing with us, whether you were a total newcomer to singing or whether you were quite experienced, and whenever you came, you would go away with something extra so that help you along the path towards singing.
Right,
career.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, I know from speaking to Christine last time that you're very musical, aren't you, Christine? What's your background of music, Francis?
I've been a singer all my life.
Right.
Sung in choirs and things. And I did, when I first trained, I did train as a music teacher. I've done lots of other things in between. And now, having retired from teaching in schools, I've taken up singing more seriously and love to be able to share all that singing experience with adults who, many of whom have been told at some time in their life that they can't sing, or they'll come to me and say, oh no, I'm useless at singing, people tell me to shut up and all that sort of thing, and there's no one like that.
That's me!
Yeah.
That's a place for Bob and Monday.
There are so many people have been told at school that they shouldn't sing, and we try and help those people along and find that actually they do have a voice, and we give them the time and the opportunity to find it.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant, and you can hear the enthusiasm in your voice for it all. That you know, it's something that's a passion of yours.
It's lovely. It's just so good to see people really finding something that they didn't think they had.
Right,
and really enjoying it.
Right. Yeah. Now, as we just mentioned, Christine, you last visited us back in June to talk about the event you were putting on then, and that was ABBA Sing the Show, Mamma Mia. How did that one go?
It was indeed. Yeah, it was a lovely day. It was the second time we've done that show. Actually, we had a super group of singers, all kinds of backgrounds and experience, some we'd met before, some not before, and we worked on a medley of the songs, which we sang through at the end of the day. It was a super sound, actually, wasn't it? It was a real great mix. I think people came along. One of the other things we get is folk who perhaps don't have the time or other situations prevent them from committing regularly to doing stuff, whether that's being in shows or being in a choir, whatever. So coming along and just having a day to just be absorbed in it, let your hair down, get away from other demands in your life, career, family, whatever. And we had a great day that day doing
Fantastic.
Those songs. Fantastic.
Yeah. And you get a lot of good feedback on your website as well, don't you?
We
Comments
do,
from people.
Actually, yeah.
I've seen some
yeah,
of it. Very,
do.
Very good. And last time I spoke to you, you're also planning a Les Mis event. How did that one go?
Yeah, over to Francis.
Well, that was a great day. We had over 50 people come along to that. People were just loving the show and wanting to have a go at the songs.
Yeah.
And we had Gary Tushaw came along. He's a local lad. I taught him at school some while ago, and he played Marius on the London stage.
Oh, really?
So he was able to come along for part of the day, and it was great. He talked about his experiences on singing on the stage, and also he sang some songs for us, which went down very well.
Sounds like a really entertaining day. Okay, so the latest singing workshop event takes place at St George's Church Hall, Ongar Road, in Brentwood on Monday. It runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This time it's Rhythm of Life from the Music Suite charity. Why did you choose that song?
We've had a lot of feedback from people who say we'd love to really work something up, and obviously if we're doing a whole show or a variety of songs, part of the idea is to give variety, and some people will get more from one thing and another, yeah, and so on. But we decided to choose a chorus that we could really focus on for the day, and it's a great chorus. It's quite involved, but actually all the lines are tunes in their own right.
Yes.
So it's very get at-able, as opposed to, say, singing a four-part harmony in Iolanthe, which we did for a day in the summer with the scores and did lots of different bits of it. But this this time we're able to really get under the skin of this chorus and hopefully get it pretty polished up through the day, but right, tons of variety in it, tons of things to work on and enjoy. So,
well, I think we ought to hear a one version of the song anyway. Sammy Davis Jr. performed this in the film of the musical Sweet Charity. Fantastic artist, of course, Sammy Davis. And, well, I think this is quite a challenge, this song. Let's have a listen to it now.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go, Wharf, Daddy, spread the picture on a wide and
take a dive and swim to your daddy.
Hit the floor and run to your daddy.
Oh, fantastic. Sammy Davis Jr. and the cast, of course. Rhythm of Life from the musical Sweet Charity. There's a lot going on there, isn't there?
Yes, it is.
Do you think that's going to be challenging, or is it a matter of just breaking it down into individual parts?
Very much so, because all the lines are very memorable, to the extent that if you haven't got an earworm by Monday, you will have at the end of it, because it's one of those tunes, lots and lots of tunes that go round and round in your mind. And they're all very memorable.
Yeah,
melodically, and the text is interesting, slightly adapted in places, but yeah, really.
Okay, all right, lovely. So it's all happening Monday. Maybe could you just give us a rundown of what will happen during the day?
Yes, sure. At the beginning of the day, we will give people a sort of warm-up session to get their bodies ready for this. So lots of action and make sure everyone's ready to sing. And then we'll warm up people's voices as well. We have lots of fun things that we do. And then we'll gradually go through and build up the song so that people get to learn all the different lines. Everyone will get to learn all the different parts. And gradually during the day, we will build it up and put it together until by the time we get to the end of the day, we will have a complete performance.
Excellent. Okay. Well, now, the cost of the day is £30 all in. Tell me if I get any of this wrong, but full information is at www.arbutusmusic.net, or you can ring 01277 651 970. You do need to enrol in advance, and any under 16s must be accompanied. It says here, bring a packed lunch or try one of the local pubs. That could loosen the vocal cords for the afternoon session, I imagine, would it?
The problem with gentrifying is, especially on a Monday, actually, I'm not too sure the food services isn't always good in pubs on a Monday, so you might find yourself out rather a long time trying to find the food. So.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great event. And with Christmas in mind, your next event is going to be Sing the Season. What's going to happen at that one?
We'll be at Blackmore in the lovely old Priory Church of St Lawrence, doing all kinds of music, carols, particularly some Advent music, some more Christmas, and usually some Christmas songs as well. Real variety of things and a lovely, lovely festive atmosphere for the whole day. So it's a very varied kind of workshop, some unison, a bit of part singing if people want, different styles, some ancient things, some quite modern things. all sorts of things in between, and festive refreshments at that one as well.
Sounds lovely.
Best bit of the day.
Excellent. Well, I wish you every success in your ventures on Monday, of course, and the one at Christmas as well. I think it's great work you're doing, actually.
I'm just going to say, if people want to look us up, Arbutus is Arbutus.
Yep.
We've had a few people struggle with that, so Arbutus.
Including me.
Yes. Music.net.
Okay, Arbutus Music. Yes, lovely. Okay, well, thank you so much, Francis and Christine, for coming in today. And come back and see us again soon, won't you?